Okay, today we are going to learn Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Tes Amud Aleph. We are holding on Daf Chaf Tes Amud Aleph, and we are in the middle of discussing a variety of different refuos that are suggested by Chazal for different illnesses. So the Gemara is going to continue to do that, and the Gemara tells us, Amar Rabbi Shob ben Levi, Malin Unkeli b'Shabbos. An Unkeli that falls off, you're allowed to lift it up on Shabbos because there's a Sakana if you don't do that. So says the Gemara, that is great, but my Unkeli, what in the world is an Unkeli? Amar Rabbi Abba, istumcha deliba. It's a something that's by the heart, that sometimes it bends inward, and it could prevent the person from breathing properly. So you're allowed to lift it in order to allow you to breathe properly. So says the Gemara, my asusa, and what is the refua for istumcha deliba, for this heart palpitation? Maisi kamona karvaya. You would bring a fistful of kamon, the ninya, and you would bring some mint, the adgana, and you would bring another type of herb called adgana, vitzisri, the avdasa, all these different types of herbs, luliba, and that's for the istumcha deliba, bechamra, and you would drink these things in water, in wine rather, v'simanach, and the way to remember it is v'yayin yisamach levavenosh, that wine helps with the heart, the wine gladdens a person's heart. So normally that pasuk obviously is understood to mean in an emotional sense, but over here we're saying in a physical sense, as a simen. Lerucha, an illness that comes because of ruach, a person should drink these things bimaya, with water. V'simanach, v'ruach elukim rachefes al pnei hamayim. Lekuda, for a woman who's in labor, she should drink b'shichra, she should drink these things with beer. V'simanach, v'chada al shichma. Rav Acha bar Rava shachak lekula b'hadi adadi. He would grind all of these things together. V'shakalim lo chamesh etzba'asei, and he would take the ground up materials, a handful of the ground up materials, and he would put it in the proper drink. V'shasile, and he would drink it. Rav Ashi shachak. Rav Ashi had a different way of preparing it. He would grind each ingredient up individually. And he would take from each one whatever he could hold in between his large and small fingers. And that's what he would put in the mixture and he would drink it. Amrav Papa Ana Avdi Lekolhani Velo Itasi. I did all of these different types of refuos. It didn't work. Adam Lihutaya, until a certain Yishmaeli merchant said to me, I see kusa chadta umal yamaya. You should bring a brand new kli and fill it up with water. Verami be tarvadu duduvsha de talila be kochvi. And you should put in a spoonful of honey that stayed in the courtyard of a house under the stars. Ulamachar ishti, and the next day you should drink it. Sa avdi hachi vitasai. I did that. I did exactly what this merchant told me to do, and that worked. And then I finally had a refuah. So Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara continuing on issues relating to refuah, shisha dvar merapin asachol mechali or refuas and refuah. There are six things that cure a person from his illness, and the refuah is an absolute refuah. Ve'eluhen, and they are kruv, utardin, umesis, and yivesha, ve'kevas, ve'haras, ve'yoseres hakaved, ve'yesham, and some say, af dagim katanim, even small fish, ve'lo od elish, dagim katanim, mafrin umarbin. Dagim katanim have an additional benefit that they cause a person to have a high sperm count. Mafrin umarbin, and kol gufa shaladam. They also affect a person's entire body. They help a person's entire health. There are 10 things that will get someone who has had a refuah back to his illness. And the illness will be more challenging the second time than it was the first time. And they are someone eats ox meat or shuman, someone eats kosher fat of animals, basar tzli, person eats roasted meat, basar tziparim, bird meat, beitza tzluya, a roasted egg, v'shachalim and cress, v'tiglachas, and if a person gets a haircut, umerchat, a person goes goes to the bathhouse, ugvina, eats cheese, the kaved, or he eats liver. V'yeshomrim af egozim, some say eating nuts as well. V'yeshomrim af kishuin, that even eating kishuin, eating gourds, is also going to bring his illness back. Tandabar Yishmael, lama nikrashman kishuin, why are they called kishuin? V'yeshin kashan l'kol gufo shaladam kicharavos, because they are as challenging for the body, as hard for the body, as bad for the body, as swords would be for the body. So it's a very unhealthy food. So I think that's the end of the discussion of refuah. So the Gemara had listed things that bring a person absolute health, as well as things that bring a person back to their illness. Now, we said you're not allowed to get a haircut from an Ovid Kochavim. So the Gemara is going to bring a brisa about a Jew getting a haircut from a Goy, and a Goy from a Jew. Tan Rabbanan, Yisraelim stopper me Ovid Kochavim. If Yisrael gets a haircut from an Ovid Kochavim, that's okay, as long as Roa Bimara, as long as he could look into a mirror as it's happening. Ovid Kochavim, Hamestaper Yisrael, Kivan Shegiel the Balariso, Shometes Yado. If a Jew is the barber giving a haircut to an Ovid Kochavim, as soon as he gets to the extra growth of hair called the Baloris, which was a growth that was done, the Shem of Avodah Zarah, he should refrain from cutting that area. Amar Mar, Yisrael Hamestaper Ovid Kochavim, Roa Bimara. So we had said that a Jew can get a haircut from an Ovid Kochavim as long as he's looking in the mirror. Hey Chidami, well, what exactly is the case? If it's in Rishos Rabim, Lamali Mara, why do you need a mirror? There are a lot of people around. You don't have to worry that the guy is going to kill you. And if it's in Rishos Yachid, Kiroa Mayhavi, what does it help that you're looking in a mirror? He's going to kill you anyway. You'll watch your own death, but he'll kill you anyway. So it says in the Olam Rishos Yachid, the issue is not that by looking in the mirror you're going to be able to protect yourself, you'll be able to defend yourself. The issue is that when you look in a mirror, it shows that you're an Adam Chashev whose appearance really matters. The guy may want to kill a Jew, but he's not going to kill a Jew who's an Adam Chashev because he doesn't want to get into trouble. So by insisting on a mirror, you are demonstrating to him that you are an Adam Chashev, and therefore even if it's a Rishus Yachid, no one's going to see him, he's not going to kill you. The Gemara brings a story on that note. Rav Chana bar Bizna, have mistapra me'ovid chavim b'shvili de Narda. He got a haircut from me'ovid chavim in the pathways of Narda, the alleys of Narda. Amr le, so the barber said to Rav Chana, Chana Chana yoi koech lezuga, your neck looks very ripe for my scissors, meaning I really want to kill you. Amr tesili de avriad Rabbi Meir. So Rav Chana says, you know what, I deserve to have such a threat against me because I violated the instructions of Rameir holds that even in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you're not allowed to get a haircut from an Ovid Chavim. So the Gemara asks, it sounds like he holds that he violated only Rabbi Meir. Vad Rabbanan lo avar, didn't he also violate the sheet of the Rabbanan by getting the haircut in the alleyway? Emar da Amar Rabbanan Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Rosh Hashanah Yachim Yomar. Yeah, the Rabbanan allowed you to get a haircut from an Akum, but that's only in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. They do not allow it in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. V'hu savar shvili nardak, even the Shechichi Rabbim, ki Rosh Hashanah Rabbim damu. But he was under the impression that the alleyways of Narda have the status of a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even though they're technically not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So main point over here, a Jew is allowed to get a haircut from an Akum when he's looking in a mirror, even in a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because that will establish him as an Adam Chashuv, and the guy is not going to kill him. Now the Gemara discusses the din of a haircut that a Jew gives to a guy. So we said that when a Jew is giving a haircut to an Ovid Chavim, when he gets to the Baloris, he should refrain from cutting further. The Kama, and what, how much around the Baloris should he not cut? Amar of Malkia, Amar of Ad Barava, Shalosha Etzbaos Lekal Ruach Veruach. He should leave three Etzbaos in every direction around the Baloris uncut, because he shouldn't be accentuating the Baloris by giving the haircut. Once we mentioned that it's Rav Malkia, the name of Rav Barava, who says this din about the Baloris, the Gemara tells us, you know, there were two Amoraim that have very similar names. There's Rav Malkia and there's Rav Malkio, and they each say different things throughout Shas, but it's sometimes easy to confuse who's who. So Amrav Chanina Bred Ravika, Shvud Ushvachos V'gumos Rav Malkiyo. The three statements about the three halachos about Shvud, which is a reference to an iron spit that they would roast meat on Yom Tov, and therefore becomes muktzah, so you're allowed to shlep it if you metaltel min atzad in order to move it out of the way. That halacha and the halacha of shvachos, that even if a woman brings a lot of shvachos, she's a wealthy woman, she brings a lot of shvachos into the marriage, the husband can still have expectations of her to do certain work, because doing nothing all day brings a person to go crazy or brings a person to znus. So that halacha, that even if she has shvachos, she's got to do certain chores in the house. And gumos, the din that a nara who's 12 years old, who has two holes in her skin where hair will grow, that's considered as if she has two hairs already. So all three of those halachos are Rav Malkiyo. But baloris, our halacha of leaving three atzbaos around the baloris where the Jewish barber shouldn't cut, and efer mikla, the din that the ashes of a stove that are totally burnt, that you're not allowed to put them on a wound for refua because it will look like a tattoo, ugvina, and the fact that we asur gvina sakum because they used to shmir chazushmaltz on the gvina akum on the gvina. So all those three halachos are Rav Malkiya. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, no, that's not how we define the difference between who's Rav Malkiyo and which statements are Rav Malkiyos and which are Rav Malkiyos. Rather, masnisin u'masnisa, any Mishnah or Brisa, which means the cases of the Shvachos, the Baloris, and the Gvina, that's Rav Malkiya. Shmaitza, any Memra that's not connected to a Mishnah or a Brisa, meaning the case of the Shvud, the Gumos, and the Efer Makla, that's Rav Malkiyo. Visimana, and the way to remember who's who is Masnisa Malkasa. And so you should say the Brisa is the Malka, meaning the Brisa and the Mishnah are like Malchus, and therefore why are they like Malchus? Because they overpower anything Amoraim say. So things that are said by the Malka, meaning a Brisa and a Mishnah, which is a Nekeva, are said by the one whose name sounds more like a Nekeva name. Malkiya sounds more like a Nekeva, a Lasho Nekeva. My Benayhu, what's the difference between the two definitions of how to define which is Rav Malkiya, which is Rav Malkiya? Ike Benayhu, Shvachos. The Nafkamina between them is Shvachos. Whoever said the Psak Halach, who we attribute the Psak Halach about the woman who brings Shvachos into the marriage and still having to do work, who we attribute that to? According to Rabbi Chanina, it's Rav Malkiyo. According to Rav Papa, it's Rav Malkiya, because it's a Psak Halacha relating to a Mishnah. There's also the other Nafkamina the Gemara doesn't mention, is Efer Mekla, which is its own independent Halacha. So according to Rabbi Chanina, it's Rav Malkiya, and according to Rav Papa and Rav Papa, it's Rav Malkiyo, because it's a Gemara, it's not a Mishnah. So those are the Nafkaminas between the Rav Malkiya Halachas and Malkiyo Halachas. So main point is that when giving a haircut to an akum, Rav Malkiya says that you need to refrain from cutting three etzbaos around the baloris. And the Gemara defines has two different possibilities of how to identify which statements in Shas are Rav Malkiya and which statements in Shas are Rav Malkiyo. Next time we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the top of Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis.